is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Hey, everybody. This is Gina Tremarco.
And Rachel Tipton.
And we are...
Women Your Mother Warned You About.
The new podcast that does what?
Make sales sexy again.
What's this podcast about, Rachel?
It's a blend of best business practices and real life hacks. And it's filled with laughter, random chatter, practical advice, and some serious stuff.
It's not just for women though, right?
No, it's a blend of best business practices and real life hacks for men and for women.
Listen to us on the Sell or Die Network,
womenyourmotherwarnedyouabout.com.
Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, and anywhere that you can find podcasts. And
be sure to subscribe, comment, share our podcast, and give us a review. Tune in and listen to Women Your Mother Warned You About,
the podcast that makes sales sexy again.
You've been warned.
It's Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales slap in the face. A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true seller diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die. Diehards, I am so glad he's here. Say hello to Pete. I'm curious, do you have time scheduled on your calendar just with yourself to think?
Oh, yeah.
And how much time do you recommend our diehards schedule with themselves to think?
You know, I would say to start, it can be real tiny. And I would say make it so tiny that you feel like a tool for not doing it. That's my pro tip for starting.
Like 5 minutes?
I might even say 4 minutes.
Whoa. Because
then it's like, it's less than 5 minutes. It's 4 minutes. And then just cue up a question that you find juicy. And a lot of times these questions bubble up and they feel important. But, you know, you feel like, oh, I can't think about that right now. You know, I got these other things. Or that's really stressing me out to think about that right now on top of everything else. Or I got a screaming baby or whatever kind of distraction in the mix. But I recommend if you capture the question somehow, maybe it's an email to yourself, maybe it's on a notepad or an app of choice, and then set out your time. I think, 4 minutes can be huge. And personally, and there's some good science behind this, I think the morning is among the best times, you know, such that you still have a little bit of, I had one sleep doctor on my podcast call it groggy greatness. It's like you probably wouldn't be great at, doing some powerlifting at that hour, but you could be great at generating a new idea because your brain is sort of halfway paralyzed, sort of like when you're in the shower or asleep.
Just to be real, I'm not good at powerlifting any hour.
Okay. But,
but I know, you can lift up those dogs.
I know that all that exercise from our 20 pounders.
Adorable.
All right, cool. So what do you think prevents people from blocking that time with themselves?
Right.
Certainly. Well, in a way, it's interesting. I mean, people, I think, sometimes have a hard time blocking time for themselves for any purpose, whether it's for exercise or for meditation or for just getting enough sleep, you know, at times. So I think that's interesting in that There's many theories. I think one big force is sometimes I think we're addicted to stimulation. What's novel, what's interesting, what's new. You know, if you have a free minute, by golly, I see this on the train all the time in Chicago in terms of, you know, we're all on our phones. And it's like the modest discomfort associated with being bored is intolerable. We cannot abide it, you know? And so we're going to fill it with something interesting, whether it's a YouTube video or a news articles or a podcast or whatnot. And these things can be very enriching and worth doing. But if they sort of drown out all time an opportunity for silence and zoning out, then you're missing out on the opportunity to make all the cool connections between the news, between the podcast, and YouTube.
Yo, 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 yo. This is Jeffrey Gittimer. It is Motivation Monday. We are here to help you by giving you a kick in the
butt.
Ankle.
So I would sit in my car. The first thing I would do, the very first thing I would do was count my commission because, like,
everyone does
who
that.
Doesn't do that,
standard, right?
Standard,
right?
And I knew if I sold the $800 set, I already knew what the commission would be. But I would start calculating in my head, okay, so if I make 3 more of these today or if I make 4 more of these today, here's what I'm going to make, and start psyching myself up for it. And then what I would do is, because I would set all of my appointments on the same day because I was, like, in high school, so I would, you know, do it on the weekends. I would make cold calls or warm calls.
But at Cutco, they always tell you to refer somebody. There's always a sheet.
Right. So I would use that sheet and I would take like 10 people right off after I have that high of coming off this amazing sale. I just sold the biggest knife set you could ask for, whatever it may be. And I would make those calls because I didn't want to lose the momentum. Like the energy was in me. It was so cool. But what happens to most people when they go make a sale?
They quit.
I think your mentality is interesting to talk about as well, because when you were counting your commission, you were not thinking about what you were going to do with that money. You weren't thinking about what you were going to buy or where you were going to go. You were thinking about, how do I make more of this money?
Mm-hmm. I made one, I can make another.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, Doug, because a lot of you guys are thinking about, okay, well, I just made that commission, so now I can go buy this or I can go buy that. But what if you start thinking about, how do you make more commission? How do you capitalize on that one sale and make 5 times more?
So let me share.
Getting a lot of cash registers today.
A cold call story.
There we go.
When I was cold calling in Manhattan and I made a sale, I would cold call again and cold call again and cold call again and talk to other prospects that I'd called on, and I would do it until after 5. I normally worked until about 7 p.m. because I found that most decision makers hang in their office until after hours, and there's no admin there to block the call, and they will pick the phone up. I learned that more sales are made before 9 a.m. and after 5 p.m. than any other time during the day. So it's not just a matter of momentum. There's also a learning curve that's involved in this, that you don't quit too soon.
All right, I faded 7.
You never quit too soon. You assume that somebody's going to be there. And I would get voicemail. After I got about 7 or 8 voicemails, I said, okay, I'm going to stop for the day and start tomorrow. But baby, you would be amazed at who answers that phone after 5 o'clock.
Diehards, say hello to Jessica.
Well, actually, let me challenge you with a thought.
Sure.
If you're a stand-up comedian, you can talk about anything and get away with it because you're on stage. But if you're in a corporate environment and you tried to do the same thing you did stand-up, you'd catch hell.
I like to call it changing the font.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing, but it's just in a different font. Right. So like I often make a joke. I am not the only person in the room who uses hair dye. I just might be the only person who chose hot pink this month. Right. Well, I'm currently a redhead because I visited my partner's family in Ireland, and I didn't want to be the hot pink or purple person on everyone in his family's fridge for the next 20 years. So I dyed it a human color instead of a fun color because I'm thinking ahead. But I'm not censoring what I'm saying. I'm just changing the packaging slightly and only slightly. So to go to the original question, I feel really fortunate that I had the kind of parents that didn't answer my questions as a kid. So I had questions and they would show me to a library or tell me people to interview so that I could go find out my own answers. I've been aware of, I don't think I had the word of injustice, but that people weren't always experiencing things exactly the same way as me, or that I wasn't experiencing things exactly the same way as somebody else. And I didn't understand why. Why does somebody care? Like, who's making up these rules? And I don't know what started that, but it wasn't ever squelched. Right? And growing up in Texas, where I was very much told my job was basically to be a wife and a mother, but Ann Richards was governor, who also was a wife and a mother, but like did other stuff too, right? So it's kind of a perfect soup, I guess. And so my very, very, very first research paper almost got me expelled from school.
Yes.
And it was because I didn't understand why there were sodomy laws. Somebody's drinking a lot of water there. There are sodomy laws that are only being looked at for same-sex sex and not different sex sex. But sex acts are happening that don't produce children all the time, but only some of them are bad. Like, either they're all bad or this doesn't make any sense, right? So,
can you give us some examples? Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I could, but I don't think that's the font required for this podcast.
Our producer's not crying.
And now he's pouring the water all over himself.
Yeah. But what I think is interesting is that, so I got taken to the school board, right? Because a sixth grader is not even supposed to know this stuff, let alone be presenting a research paper on it. And I made an A on the paper, for the record. And this, I mean, it was the same year that I was being bullied, and the two bullies would always throw me in my locker. And so I kept all my books in my backpack. And finally, one day I just had it and I swung my backpack around and gave them both bloody noses.
Way to go.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
All three of us got taken to the office, right? Because you're not supposed to hit people. That's the rule. Not supposed to hit people. Okay. So the two guys got spanked and got to go back to school or class. And I was given in-school suspension, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't want to miss class. I'm a dork, like, full disclosure. And they're like, yeah, but we can't spank a girl. And I'm like, why not? You just spanked them without a problem. So I'm the first girl in the state of Texas who ever got spanked, right?
Love that.
What a claim to fame. That should be on your Wikipedia page.
I know. I don't even think I have a Wikipedia page.
Do they use a belt or do they use their hand?
I don't want to know.
I want to know.
I don't want to know.
They actually used a very lightweight wood paddle with holes in it.
This has been a Cellar Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.